Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Through the prophet Jeremiah, God warned his people of impending captivity. He told them he would send a nation from far against Israel. It would be a mighty nation, an ancient nation, a nation whose language the Jews did not know nor understand. Jeremiah 5:15. Incidentally, it was a nation far more wicked than Israel. But the Lord used Babylon to teach his people that they had to obey him. The Babylonians actually became God's servants in the sense that they carried out his purposes against the nation of Israel. They were not converted to the Lord, but God could and did use them to discipline the Israelites. He described the foreign nation's quiver as an open grave and as being full of mighty men. He was telling the Jews that thousands of them would die as a result of Babylon's march against the nation. Not only would thousands die, but great numbers of the Jews would be injured, and most of them probably would die as a result of their injuries. The Babylonian army was the most powerful in the world. It was highly trained for combat and possessed the most advanced equipment for war of any nation on earth. Of course, Babylon could not have won had the Lord's hand not been in the conflict. God was using a pagan nation to punish his own people for their wickedness. Jeremiah described the rapacious nature of the Babylonian army. They shall eat up your harvest and your bread, which your sons and your daughters should eat. They shall eat up your flocks and your herds. They shall eat up your vines and your fig trees. They shall impoverish your fenced cities, wherein you trust with the sword. Jeremiah 5:17. As you can readily discern from this reading, the Babylonians would not be merciful to the Israelites. Their army would devour all the food which the Israelites would have needed to remain in the land. With the power of the sword, the army would demolish the Israelite cities in which God's people had trusted. Would they not have been better off to trust God than to trust their fortified cities? If they had been on the Lord's side, they could not have lost. If they were not on the Lord's side, they could not win. Tragically, the Jews had forgotten, or they had never known, the warnings and promises of the book of Deuteronomy. Please listen to God's words to the Jews as they were preparing to enter the promised land. See, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil. In that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And the Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. But if your heart turn away, so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land where you pass over Jordan to possess it. Deuteronomy 30:15-18. The Jews had ignored the warnings of God as delivered through their own prophets. What the prophets had predicted was coming to pass unless the Jews repented. Tragically, they did not listen and were in danger of being punished for their behavior. The Babylonians would be on their way in the not-too-distant future. But the destruction which would be wrought by the Babylonians would not utterly destroy the nation of Israel. Jeremiah 5:18. After 70 years in Babylonian exile, which Jeremiah specifically mentioned, the Jews would be returned to their own land. Would the 70 years in captivity teach the Jews the lessons they needed to learn? A careful reading of books like Haggai and Malachi will tell you the answer to that question. Why do we not learn from such tragedies? My friends, we thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless and keep you.